Hello, everyone, and welcome to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a slice of life. We are kicking into national final season in a big way, and today we are in Norway with the wonderful Nora Jabri, who will be performing her song Sulale on the 15th of February in Norsk Grand Prix. Nora, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm really good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. First to start, just sort of tell us a bit about the song.
Okay, so the song is a mix. It's kind of like a mix of how I grew up. I grew up with the Western kind of, my mom was listening and playing Celine Dion and, more like soul kind of artists. And then my dad on the other corner of the living room was playing oud, the Arabic guitar, and singing and listening to like the biggest, greatest Arabic artists out there. So I wanted to combine those two cultures that I grew up with, and also kind of celebrate the unity and the love that we have for each other as human beings, And I think especially in these days, we tend to forget the love. And there's a lot of really big things going on in the world right now. So with music, everyone can just, for only 3 minutes, you can just relax and just feel proud and just be a part of something bigger than yourself, So that was the main reason I wanted to write Sulale, and my co-writers, they were amazing, who I came in with an idea and I said, I want to write an Arabic gospel. That's what I said. And then we started to clap, and then the rest is history. The song just came out in a few hours, actually.
So it's pretty easy for you to write then.
Yeah, it was easy in a way because it's actually written as my dad. He sent me a lot of emails and a lot of texts, and we've had a lot of conversation us in between. And the song itself is just taken out of all of these conversations that we've had together, and it's about being proud of who you are and being, like just having unconditional love. So that's it. The song was pretty easy because I had all of these emails, so we just took parts out of every email, and then the song came together.
That's so cool. And what was it about this song that made you want to bring it to the competition?
It just felt right, it's kind of like, when when you see a person on the street, when you're single and you just meet this person, and it's just like, and people ask you what happened, like, what made you want to go with him or her or whatever, and you just answer, it just felt right. And that's the exact the same reason I it just felt right. It was just a time for me to explore that kind of music. It's a little bit kind of spicy, so, and I love spices, so I just wanted to bring those two together. And it just felt really, really well. I couldn't even sleep that night after we wrote the song because my adrenaline was just kicking so bad. So I think I slept for like 3 hours, and then I was up again and writing another song. So yeah, it was crazy.
That's such a good sign that you like get so excited about the song.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
And I suppose like because you've been here before. You came
Yeah.
second in 2012 when you were just 15. Which is mad.
Yeah.
You went to the North Melody Grand Prix, and
Yeah.
then you've released a few singles over the years, but now you're kind of coming back in your own way. It's a very different sound to what you were doing before, certainly what you did last time you were here. Is that kind of you've grown and you feel that's kind of more authentic to what you are now, or is it?
That's actually a very good question because I'm still that, I love ballads and I love big songs in that way. I think for me, I've studied music now. I have a bachelor's degree, and I just I think as a musician or a singer or whatever you are, you evolve all the time. You're still true to yourself and your beliefs and your values, but I think as in terms of music styles and stuff like that, you're always kind of evolving and trying out new things and experimenting. So, but I think for me, at least, that my singing, how I sing, is still the same as it was when I was 15. So that hasn't changed. It's just with a beat to it right now. You know, it's the same girl who's still, you know, was 15. I'm still that girl, but I've grown up and I've added a little beat to it, and that's basically it.
Nice. And now, doing all that stuff so early on, you were, I think you did Norway's Got Talent when you were like 12, then you did Melody Grand
Yeah.
Prix, and then you released the singles. How's that kind of like, now you're quite a few years like down the road from that. Do you think that experience was really helpful for you, that drove you to do certain things and not other things, or how has that
Yeah,
affected you?
for sure. I think getting all of these big opportunities and experiences at such a young age really made me. I've always loved music, and I've always, like, ever since I went into kindergarten, I've always been doing music. But I think getting those experiences just made me. It's that feeling of being on the stage, and it's that feeling of knowing that I have to do my best now. It's that adrenaline that just, you know, it's just, it never gets old. I kind of like, I want it, and I just, I think it's being such a young, so young at that time, and going into all of these different places, and oh, you know, working, you know, I was working when I was like 12 years old. I think that really made me pursue music in a deeper way, you know. I was like, okay, there's a no-brainer here. This is what I want to do. And I'm gonna fight for it if I have to, you know.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of kids who go through that end up kind of running away from it in a sense, but you've kind of run back towards it.
Yes, I think so I had like a almost a 10-year gap of like I still did music, but not in like the public platform like now. So I've been writing, and I've been traveling all over the world to explore new cultures and new lifestyles, and just I really, really love to see different cultures. I love being able to be part of a new culture and just experience that. So for me, I was just doing that, and then writing a lot and singing, learning how to play the guitar, learning how to play the piano. So I've always done music, and I think having that time off just made me really, really understand that I can do whatever, I can be whatever, but there's always music. It's always been music who's always supported me in life, you know, and I love to sing. I really love to perform and sing. So it just made me kind of, you know, when you're so desperate, you're like, I just gotta have it, you know? So in a way, it made me work even harder than I would ever had to do, like when I was younger, you know? So, which is good, I think.
Yeah, and now
Yeah.
you're back on stage at Melody Grand Prix. I suppose not. It's kind of a wonderful like reuniting of all these different ages of the competition. You've got
Yeah.
Bobby Sox, Wigwam, you're
Yeah.
there. Like, how does it
Yeah.
feel to be back in that world and with all these like super experienced artists?
Oh, it's crazy because I didn't expect, you know, the last time I was there, it was 2012. You know, social media wasn't as big as it is now. So I think I didn't expect the gravity of everyone's opinions on the song, you know, from all over the world. Not any negative or anything, but I think I didn't understand how big this is because social media didn't kind of, like it didn't exist in the same way at that time, and I was also very young, so I went to school when like I didn't know anything. So now I'm like, it's crazy because there's so many from all over Europe, people who are very interested and very invested in this thing, which I think is great. It kind of, it, you know, it unites people, which I think is really, really good. As long as people are nice, you know, as long as people are relevant and nice and just, you know, don't be mean or anything, but it's just, It's been a whirlwind of emotions, to be really honest. It's been up and down and back and forth, and it's I've been everywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. And yeah, I mean, why specifically this competition? Why Eurovision? Is that something you really sort of got into the last few years?
Oh, well, I've always had a soft spot for Eurovision. I think it's a an amazing platform for to show your music. And it's this religion, you know? It's just like this people, they really, really love it. And I would be honored to re represent Norway, not only because of the song, but also because there's so many people, different cultures here in Norway that I feel like my song is representing, and I would be honored to represent all of them in that one song. So it's just amazing, and I can't really, there's not a word for it, because I think it's just incredible that so many people are so invested in this craziness, if you want to call it that. You know, it's just this big bubble of beautiful craziness.
And in terms of sort of like songs in Eurovision, like what, because you've got quite a poppy song, it's quite up tempo, but you've done the ballad stuff. What kind of stuff have you liked recently?
Of like Eurovision
Yeah,
songs,
yeah.
or yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
There, I don't remember her name right now, but there's one girl in Spain. She has this beautiful voice. Oh, damn it, I don't remember her name, but there was something I could really, really hear that she's a good vocalist, because the way she controls her breath and the way she took me into this kind of just the way of her singing, you know, like she don't I felt like you don't need all of this instruments in the background, because you could just use your voice, because you can go high, you can go low, you can go strong, you can go soft. She was just so amazing. I don't remember her name right now, but she was amazing.
I reckon it must be Blanca Paloma.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. There was this, it wasn't, I don't think it was like a really up-tempo song. It was
Yeah.
just, she had long notes, and she was very fragile in her voice, and then she went big, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah, it sounds like Blanca
Yeah.
Paloma. I mean, she's
Yeah,
amazing.
okay.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
yeah.
It was just something about the way she used her voice. And I love analyzing vocalists. I think it's so interesting. So there was something about listening to her voice that kind of captured me in a way. I like, yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, yeah. You've already talked about what it means to you to be representing Norway at Eurovision, but worst case scenario, that doesn't happen. What does the next sort of year or so, the next couple of years, look like for Laura Drabry?
So I actually a few months back signed a record deal with Sony Music, which is inc it's incredible and crazy. So my plan is to hopefully get an album out by the end of this year. So that's my plan either way, but the plan would definitely have to wait a little bit if I were to represent Norway, which I would gladly do. Yeah, I think I'm gonna release a lot of songs and just work, work, work. That's my main goal, and I love to work. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
And if people love your song and they want to explore more of what you do, what should they listen to next? Or should they wait for something else to come out soon?
So there's gonna come another song. It depends on the result, but probably within a few months, yeah. So which is probably going to be a little bit different, but I'm still going to be like the same vibe, but it's a little bit different theme and stuff like that on the next song.
Yeah.
But I'm still like I'm going to post things on TikTok and just, you know, be myself there, and I love to do covers, so I sing a lot of covers, and I'm gonna post them on TikTok. So I think right now I'm obviously my head is in the competition, and my head is on my performance 100%. I'm gonna spend all of my energy and time just focusing and rehearsing, and I'm practicing every day for 2 hours a day just to make my body remember what to do, you know?
Yeah.
So when I walk out of that stage, my body knows exactly what it's gonna do,
And do you have
which
any
is
kind of
hard.
big, do you have any big plans for your staging that you could tell us about?
Well, I tried to keep it simple, but it's gonna be me and only girls in the performance. There's gonna be it's gonna be a Middle Eastern vibe. And there's gonna be a lot of colors, and a big center thing. You're gonna see it. It's a huge thing that's gonna be in the middle of the stage. And a lot of pride, I think. You know, when I sing this song, I sing it with a lot of pride because it's about my dad and it's about my family and it's about being together as human beings. And I just want, and you know, like sing-alongs. I just want everyone to just be a part of it and sing with us. That's my main goal.
Beautiful. And where can people find you online on social medias and stuff if they want to?
Everywhere, it's on all platforms. My name is Nora Jabri, so Jabri. Yeah.
Lovely. And we ourselves, audience, are on all the platforms as well, TikTok, Facebook,
Yeah.
Instagram, Blue Sky,
Yeah.
wherever that your original site. We've got a YouTube channel and the podcast, so make sure you follow us for the rest of the journey and support Nora Jabri come February 15th.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time, Nora, and
Thank you
thanks,
so
everyone.
much for having me.
No worries, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.